It's Jilly Cooper. Good evening, Jilly.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? And happy birthday for a few days ago. Did you end up drinking champagne on tables?
I've been absolutely plastered for about 10 days.
That sounds like a top birthday.
It was so lovely. Can you imagine? Richard Madeley rang me up, woke me up on the morning of my birthday, wishing me happy birthday. Wasn't that sweet?
Oh, hello. I think he may have a soft spot for you, Jimmy.
No. But I love his wife, too. It was really nice. And I got most amazing presents, Georgie. I got a star. Can you imagine that?
You got a star? Someone's got a... So we've got a Jilly Cooper star looking down on us?
Yeah, in Pegasus it is. But with horses, you see. It's so sweet.
Oh, you see.
And all sorts of things. I mean, and my daughter gave me 3 carp for the pond, and I got so many presents. Everybody should be 80 because it just goes on and on. It's lovely.
I can't believe you're 80. You know, how has that happened?
Well, it has. It happened, rolled away. But it is. And I saw something about the ninth. I mean, now I'm the ninth decade, aren't I?
Sadly, decade.
How do you spell that?
Yeah. It's all about a normal suburban semi-detached home in Liverpool, where something inexplicable occurred. It's Tom Stevenson's house.
I arrived home from work. There was a whole load of scaffolding surrounding the house. At first, I was thinking, you know, this must be something to do with the neighbours or it must be something to do with the nearby shops. After speaking to them all, they were all like, no.
What on earth did you think when you saw the scaffolding?
I didn't really know what to think. I thought it must have just been a mistake. But because it was 1 o'clock, I thought whoever's putting it up will still be around somewhere. They might have gone on their lunch break. Maybe it was an accident, they'll be back soon. But they never showed up that day. We spoke to a few people and they were like, just be aware because you hear about scams and some dodgy folks who will set up scaffolding and, you know, break in through the roof or whatever it is.
You haven't upset anybody recently, have you?
Well, not that I'm aware of, no.
Time to meet a woman making a mark in a man's world. Amanda Clarks served in the Royal Logistics Corps for 22 years and has just taken up a new, very iconic role. She's the first female beef eater for a decade. Evening, Amanda.
Hi, Georgie.
Now, are you a beef eater or a beef eateress? Is there an equivalent, a lady equivalent?
I don't think there is. I might have to speak to Moira about that and get something going.
Ah, now, Moira was the first one, wasn't she?
Yes, she is.
So she gave you some handy hints as to what you've got to do?
Yep, keeping me on the straight and narrow.
Right, so what have you got to do then? Are you guarding the crows? Is that one of your jobs?
The ravens, George.
That's it, sorry, the ravens. Good, I'm just testing you. I'm testing you, Amanda. On the line, Sister Cecilia. Good evening.
Good evening, Georgie.
Hey, now, listen, you've got a fabulous Irish accent.
Oh, you've got a fabulous laugh.
Oh, listen, how long have you been living in Britain?
Well, I went away when I was 15 and a half, and I've been in the convent for 44 years.
Oh, my word. And what is life like in the convent?
Well, it's different now from when I went away. Now we live in a house.
Yeah.
You know, we used to live in big places.
Mm.
But now I live in a house and, it's good. It has its good parts and its bad parts.
Oh, are these the other nuns in the house?
Yeah. Can be right.
How many are there of you in your house?
Well, at the moment, there's only 3 of us.
Oh, that's nice.
And we have another sister who lives outside. So there's 4 of us all together in community.
Do you and the sisters listen to the show then?
Yeah, well, suddenly this Georgie came on and we're going, who is Georgie? And then you had this laugh and you're always losing your glasses.
Oh, man, I've managed to retrieve them. I've got my regular lenses in the old frames that were hanging in the garden.
And we start listening to you and then we'd be sitting at the table at tea time. We'd say, is Georgie on tonight?
Oh.
And say, no, football. And say, no. Yeah, I mean, you do a really fabulous job. I mean, you've got this fabulous personality and this fabulous laugh.
You're very lovely. Stop that now. You're making me blush, sister.
No, but we couldn't believe it when you said you were 52.
Yeah, I am. Knocking on.
God, I mean, I'm knocking on myself. We're all knocking on.
Dare I ask how old you are?
I'm 64.
You never are.
I am.
But you see, you sound so young.
I know, everybody says that. And actually, I was doing a funeral a few weeks ago and somebody said, you look very attractive.
Cheeky.
I didn't blush.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
It's International Bagpipe Day, and I'm going to have a crack at bagpipes with Piper McKay.
We're going to give it. I'm going to sit down.
Seat.
Okay.
Put the pipes around on top of you there. Great. Just grab them. Now place your left hand on the top.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello there. What's this? All right. That's it. Great.
Okay.
Put your hand over the pipe there. Mouth over the pipe.
Oh, mouth over
start
the pipe.
Blowing away. Right. So fingers on there. Blow as hard as you can.
Okay.
Okay, that's great. Now we're going to play Scotland the Brave after three.
We're not.
One, two, three. Go. Let's see. Yeah. Whoa, we got it. Yeah. One more. It's a bit harder there. Well done, Georgie. You're top class. You're a natural. A bit harder. As hard as you can. Yeah. Okay. And one more. And that's it. Just try and play Amazing Grace. Yeah, you got it. That's great. You're top class. That's it. That's good. That's good. One more.
I think I'm going to explode, Piper.
Do you want a glass of water?
No, I think, do you know what? I feel quite giddy now. I might pass out in a minute.